next message.
Hi, Chris. Emma, then I pretty much understood that you didn't disconnect me on purpose because you detested me, but it was an accident, and that's okay. Things like that happen. You might need some correction in the future, just, you know, punishment or something, but I'm sure that can all be arranged when the time comes. I hope that you're having fun playing with Worm Jim. And I thought of you, so I thought that I would read you some poems by Leonard Cohen, and I picked a good one. And then I'll let you off to go to sleep. You should probably be getting this message before you go to bed. I'm assuming you're not going to go back into your room. You know, how can you leave Earthworm Jim before you? I don't know. Anyway, I'm just on another planet. Gee, there's so many poems I like. Which to read? All right, here's one called The Fly. In his black armor, the house fly marched the field of Freya's sleeping thighs, undisturbed by the soft hand which vaguely moved to end his exercise. And it ruined my day. This fly, which never planned to charm her or to please, should walk boldly on the ground. I tried so hard to lay my trembling knees. Okay, that's it. Bye. End of message. Message erased. Next message. So wait, here's another poem. It's called He Was Beautiful When He Sat Alone. He was beautiful when he sat alone. He was like me. He had wide lapels. He was holding the mug in the hardest possible way so that his fingers were all twisted, but still long and beautiful. He didn't like to sit alone all the time, but this time I swear he didn't care one way or another. I'll tell you why I like to sit alone. Because I'm a sadist. That's why we like to sit alone. Because we're the sadists who like to sit alone. He sat alone because he was beautifully dressed for the occasion and because he was not a civilian. We are the sadists you don't have to worry about, you think. And we have no opinion on the matter of whether you have to worry about us, and we don't even like to think about that matter because it baffles us. Maybe he doesn't mean a thing to me anymore, but I think he was like me. You didn't expect to fall in love, I said to myself, and at the same time I answered gently, do you think so? I heard you humming beautifully, your hum that said I couldn't ignore you, but I'd finally come around for a number of delicious reasons that only you knew about. And here I am, Miss Blood, and you won't let me come back. You won't come back to where you left me, and that's why you keep my number. Don't dial it by mistake when you're fooling with the dial, not even dialing numbers. You begin to bore us with your pain, and we have decided to change your pain. You said you were happiest when you danced, and you said you were happiest when you danced with me. Now which do you mean? And so we changed his pain. We threw the idea of a body at him, and we told him a joke. And then we thought a great deal about laughing and about the coat. And he thought that the worst thing that a woman could do was to take a man away from his work because that made her what? Ugly or beautiful. And now you have entered the mathematical section of your soul, which you